Then I watched people who had done that, who had come to meetings long enough to find out they had to work steps to stay sober, work the steps, and once they worked the steps, they got so sober they didn't need the meetings anymore. And got drunk after 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And so I decided I need both the steps and the meetings. I need both. I need both. I can't do it alone. I can't do it. I can't, but we can, as they say. And you keep me sober. My efforts to keep me sober didn't work. But my efforts to help you stay sober keep me sober. In fact, I got involved with some papers, that mimeograph sheets that I got from down in Texas, where people they got together and they would have a commitment to read their assignment before the meeting and at the meeting, answer the questions on the sheets. It was how to study the first 164 pages of the book. And when they came to a step, they would do the step. It wasn't a step study, it was a step do it. And there were parts missed, steps missing, and typos and all that stuff. And so I sat down and I put it together and I made a pamphlet out of it and took the risk of having some printed. And then I thought, well, now what am I going to do with these? You can't sell them because it's really just the big book, how to study the big book. There's nothing there except what's in the book. And so I remembered computer software, where they have shareware. Instead of selling the program, people get it for free, and then if they like it, they decide to pay for it. So I thought, I'll put the pamphlet out, and if people use it and want to make a donation to keep more printed and pay for the postage to mail them out, they can do that. And I put them out, gave them out to anybody that wanted them, and enough money dribbled in, I had some more printed, and that's been picking up momentum. And up to this day, I've printed 22,000 of those and distributed them for free. And the point of how I got into that long story, there had to be a punchline there someplace. I thought that the point that I'm interested in about that was that because of that involvement with that and people saying, when am I going to start a group to do it? And when am I going to be another group and so on? I've been involved in it enough that it's turned out that, not by plan, but it just worked out, that about every 5 years, I've redone all the steps to the best of my ability. I haven't necessarily rewritten the whole fourth step and all that stuff, but I've done what I seem necessary, and I've redone all the steps about every 5 years. And every time I've done that, I've moved to a new plateau in my sobriety. It's kind of, remember how it was the first time you did the steps? It moved on. And how am I going to end that story? I have to get away from that. But anyway, I'm glad I did it. And then one of the things that I was talking about, Max and I being married such a long time, we've made kind of a hobby out of interpersonal communications. Because as she said earlier, our communications were zilch. We're better at fighting than any other kind of communication. And as I said, she was very difficult to live with. and what I